As more people adhere to social distancing guidelines, there's one truly essential place where it is tougher to follow the rules. The grocery store, Leonid Inge reports.
The Harris Teeter grocery store on Martin Luther King Jr. Parkway in Durham is often pretty busy. When I'm there, the sections with meat, eggs, and produce have been sparse, but the store has plexiglass cough shields up to protect workers at the cash registers from possible coronavirus contamination. Plus, hand sanitizer sheets are near the front door. And it's much appreciated, says shopper Daniel Lieberman.
I'm very worried about it. I am certainly very worried about it. I'm trying to take as many precautions as I can, and I feel like a lot of people are.
Lieberman says with he and his wife at home, they have to cook a lot these days.
I'd rather not be coming out if I don't have to.
But everyone has to get food, and social distancing is hard to practice in the grocery store. I bumped into Clay D'Souza out shopping. He says he's out every day looking for toilet tissue and hand sanitizers.
It's like some stores have it or they don't have it, so it's like a hunt. And I've never done this before, like ever in my life. I've never been in grocery stores as much as I have now. That's the only thing you can go to, really.
D'Souza says he gives Harris Teeter and Food Lion good marks for cleanliness for him and the staff. Grocery stores like Food Lion, Lowe's, Publix, Whole Foods all have cough shields, and you can see cashiers cleaning off their spaces. One store where I did not see cough shields was Compare Foods, but there were blue X's on the floor to keep shoppers 6 feet apart. Tyrone Backus just bought some meat and veggies.
Since the only thing people can really do is go to the grocery store,
yeah.
Like, do you feel safe? You think is they've made it clean and sanitized for you and all that good stuff?
Man, we don't know that.
You don't know that?
We don't know that.
But you're still buying food.
Still buying food. We ain't got no choice. We got to eat.
Public health experts say shoppers should try to avoid stores during peak times or, if possible, do curbside pickup or have groceries delivered and wash your hands. Leonida Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.